report of shooting in the lobby area.
Wednesday, dozens of officers, firefighters, dispatchers, and incident commanders simulated a response to terrorists who took over a hotel and set several fires inside. Police Sergeant Joshua Dobson is controlling the actions of one of the terrorists.
We can actually set off IEDs with our characters and place them as tools that the officers have to recognize or even start a fire, as opposed to just shooting.
Fire Captain Jim Edmiston says before this exercise, the two departments trained separately.
So we really don't do any cross-training at all. We just kind of deal with it when we get a call.
For Police Sergeant Todd Edgerton, the training will take some getting used to. His video game avatar was killed when he dropped his gun and couldn't pick it up.
There's certain things you would do in real world that you can't do in video game world. Just tactical movements we do. They're very difficult to simulate on screen.
All of the trainees' actions are recorded to be used during the training review. The program's next generation includes 3D glasses, a weapon, and a treadmill attached to each computer. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Army bought the game and are providing it for free. Sacramento Unified School District is in talks to provide the layout of a school to be used for school officers to train with the departments next year for the situation of a shooter on campus. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.